Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Dan in Astoria. What's up, Dan?
What's up, pal?
What's going on?
Good win for the Rangers. Very good win.
Not a good win. A great win for the Rangers.
Great win. The restaurants are doing great. New York is loving it right now.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. All these playoff games. You got all these playoff games. Last night it was dark, but they had the Billy Joel concert. I only know that because I saw CeeLo went there. And that's a tough. I mean, listen, I don't want to get on CeeLo too much, but I do want to just say this. And hold on for a second, Dan. Let you get to
your
call.
Yeah, I got you. I love
CeeLo. Love him, and I know he is a diehard Rangers fan. I know he is, but he's the first one, to throw things around when anybody gets into a situation where they're at, you know, UBS Arena and they're being wine and dined by the owner of the Islanders, and he's really nice, and he gives you a jersey with your name on it, and you feel bad, so you put it on because it's an awkward position, and you do it. He's the first one to kill you. He's the first one to say, oh, I would never do that. He's the first one to say, oh, it's a terrible job, this or that. They're playing game three against Carolina, and he's waiting for Vienna. I mean, I'm just saying, Chris. I'm just saying.
Listen, goaltending is the key.
Yeah.
This is what wins. This is what you get a hot goalie in the playoffs, and he could take you to the finish line. The only thing that scares me is Florida. Florida is a tough team.
Listen, they're all tough. They're all tough. Carolina scares me too. I mean, Carolina scared me too. Boston will be no pushover, and Florida, yeah, Florida's been damn good. And out west, there's a lot of good teams. But right now, you're right. The goaltending has been extremely important, and Igor is up to the task. 45 saves tonight. What was it? 54 saves the other night? Yeah, 54 saves the other night. Oh, no, 54. That's 54 years since Willis Reed. No. My notes are all jumbled. It's crazy. It's every night. It's every single night there's something going on. It's remarkable. It's just, this is the most fun. You know, Shep out in the newsroom, David Shepard, who's going to be hosting shows, who does host shows on the network. He's out there in the newsroom. And he joked. He said, "You know, Chris, they should have hired you full time longer. Look at all the winning you've brought to the Garden." Yeah. Well, it wasn't always like that, Shep. Because when I first started, we were in the midst, and as obviously being the requisite Yankee shill here at the station, the Yankees were going through their worst season in 30 years. Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets. He lasts 4 plays. The Giants are coming off their best season in half a decade, maybe more. Well, since 2011 when they went to the Super Bowl. They went to the playoffs, won a playoff game. I get them. The season's over in 3 weeks. Daniel Jones can't stay on the field. They get blown out by the Cowboys by 40 points. It wasn't always all this winning, you know. I walked into a whole bunch of losing. Even the Mets. Let's not forget the Mets. The Mets were coming off a 101-win season, one of the better regular seasons they've had in forever. Oh, LaPresti's called in. Good. I'm glad. I'm hoping he's listening. So I'm just saying, because Chris is real quick to get on people, and that's fair. I understand why. You get put into a tough situation. You make a decision one way or another. Some people would have the restraint to not either put themselves in that situation or just flat out refuse the owner while he's feeding you and giving you free drinks and everything, and he has a jersey with your name on it. Some people might have the restraint to say no. But yet those same people, quick to throw around. And I'm sure I'm going to hear, oh, the tickets are bought in advance. I didn't know. Well, when it comes to it, Chris Lopresti was waiting for Piano Man while we were waiting for overtime goals. That's the case, Chris, is it not?
You know what's beautiful, C-Mac?
What's
that?
What's
great about modern technology?
Yes.
Is I got to take in a Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden where just two nights ago we saw Vincent Trocheck win the game in double overtime. And just the night before we saw the Knicks win 4-for-4, go the Rangers and the Knicks. And I
yep.
get to watch Billy Joel. And I get to watch Panarin's OT goal live on my phone
yeah.
all at the same time.
Oh, it must have been great. Live on your phone with no volume. While you're listening to Billy Joel sing the same song for the 100,000th time, I'm sure it was wonderful.
It was almost Piano Man. It was actually scenes from an Italian restaurant.
I saw Piano Man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying these are big games, Chris. You missed a big one. In all seriousness now, I'm done killing you. But I hear what you're saying. It's not the same on the phone, though. You know it. You can try and justify it all you want. I appreciate you.
It's not the same, but it's something that in years past I wouldn't have even had the ability to do.
So that
kind of softens the blow a little bit. To answer the question I know you're about to ask, of course I have the Zibanejad jersey on and the hat. I've got pictures, I've got video, and I'll tell you something else.
Yeah.
A lot of Ranger fans in the building, and we were all screaming, hooting, and hollering every time they scored a goal. Certainly at the end when Panarin scored, I had guys two rows behind me. We were like, reaching over people, high-fiving, as you know, there's just people in between are trying to
right.
listen to the concert and get all excited about scenes from an Italian restaurant. So
right.
it was awesome. It was great. Yes, the tickets
yes.
were purchased months in advance.
My dad,
who liked Billy, today was, or last night now, because we're going to be past midnight.
Correct.
Billy Joel's 75th birthday.
Oh,
my
is that fact?
That's right, yes. My dad just turned 75, and he wants to take myself, my wife. I've never seen Billy Joel in concert, so this was a first for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt, who is a musician and for most of her life lived in California, just moved back to this area and is living in New Jersey with us, near us now for the last year or so. So the four of us went, and yes, we picked out the date months in advance.
Sure.
Of course, you're kind of treading, you're walking a slippery slope there during playoff time, and it unfortunately was scheduled on a night when, yes, the Rangers were
mm-hmm.
playing. But you know what? I figured it was a good celebratory moment after we just saw the Knicks and the Rangers
sure.
go 4-for-4 on four straight days. So it all worked out beautifully.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure Billy was happy to know that not only Brenda and Eddie, but Panarin are the popular steady. I'm sure he was happy. Did they make any reference at all? Did Billy?
Very quickly, he got a, you know, Rangers won. But yeah, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more. I was hoping that we might.
Yeah, I thought he might. Yeah, maybe even put some, if they were quick enough to put a highlight up there on the screen or
if he had a
Ranger hat on or something.
We didn't quite get any of that. We did sing happy birthday to him at the beginning of the show. So
that was
nice. Fun. And when he hit the bread in my jar and Piano Man, I got a little extra excited because that was right after the overtime goal was scored. So it all came together beautifully.
All right.
Man.
Well, just know that sometimes when you live in a Billy Joel house, be careful throwing stones. That's all I'm saying, because you never know when you might find yourself in a pickle and having to choose between a very nice gesture from your father and going out on a night
yeah.
on the town doing something and your Ranger fandom. And I mean, or you might get put in a position where a billionaire is throwing things at you and you feel awkward saying no. So just remember that sometimes you probably should just be a little careful before you kill someone. That's all.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right stiff arming the Ledecky crew for a little bit longer. But you never know. I'll leave you with this.
Yes.
A gesture from my dad. Also a massive Ranger fan. And he had his Ranger jersey on and hat tonight at the game as well. You want to take a guess? Which player was on the back of Mr. Lopresti's jersey?
Chris Kreider.
No, Artemi Panarin.
Panarin.
There you go. It
Very
all
nice.
Comes together.
Very nice.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, congratulations. They look good, Chris. They look really good. This
they
was
sure do.
This was an enormous win. I know you didn't see the game, but it was it was a very, very good game. It changed on the shorthanded goal. That was kind of the momentum swing. And even though they tied it up late, I just felt confident from that moment on. From that moment on, after the shorty, I just felt really confident that they were going to find a way to win this game.
Well, listen, the special teams, both the power play and the penalty kill, scoring shorthanded. I mean,
the penalty kill has more goals than given up. The Carolina's 0-15. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I know. And listen, not only did I watch a lot of the game, I've already consumed a lot of the post game. I saw Rod Brind'Amour already telling you about, well, you know, we're playing really well, so they're in his head. They're
right.
Changing the goalies. They go to, you know, Kochetkov. You get Freddie Anderson out of there. So you got Trocheck is basically, you know, trolling Sebastian Aho after the Lafreniere goal.
I mean,
it's just, it's all perfect. It's wonderful. It's all good stuff.
It is. It's all good stuff. Well, they go up 3-0. Let's make sure, I don't know if Bruce is in town, but let's keep your schedule open the rest of the way because I plan on watching a lot more Ranger games, Chris.
I'll tell you what, my niece is graduating from college on Saturday, but we will make sure that the game is watched.
Okay, well, listen, family I can't get on you for.
Well, this was family, too.
Well, yeah, sort of.
To a certain extent.
Sort of. You could have met them for dinner after. Wouldn't have been a problem.
Fair,
but okay.
Fair.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You might be the first guest I've ever had, Chris. How about that?
Well, listen, it's my honor and my pleasure.
There you go.
I'm glad I'm still awake here.
Yes, I'm wondering, why are you still awake at 1:49 in the morning?
Well, by the time we got home, you know, I don't exactly live around the corner from
right.
Manhattan.
So, right.
Yeah.
All right, well, God bless. Hope to see you soon. Be well. Let's go Rangers.
All right, pal.
All right, the great Chris Lopresti, who was busy last night, who was very busy holding his phone, holding his lighter for the encore. He had all his hands going. While he was preparing to come on my show. 877-337-6666. And I wouldn't have called him out otherwise. But he's very quick to throw people. You know, he had a lot to say when Ranger fans went to that event. I get asked by Sal Licata, and not really by Gio, but by Sal and Gio. They were running the event, I guess. And they were going to UBS Arena, it was going to be in the owner's suite, it was going to be a fan event, my man Fleegs was going to be there, a lot of people were going to be there, I really do nothing, I see no one, I feel like it's like community college, I pop in, I do my thing, I leave, I don't see anybody, it was a fan event, I knew a lot of people were going to be there, free food and booze, it's out on Long Island where I grew up, I had an opportunity to go see some family that night too, so I just thought it was a good opportunity to go, so I go. They have a handmade jersey with my name on it. I put it on, but taking a picture. How am I going to tell the guy, no, I've eaten five of his Shaq chicken sandwiches.
Ralph Macchio was there.
Ralph,
he could have beat you up.
Ralph Macchio is there. He's going to kick my ass if I don't do it. Like, it was like, you know, he wined and dined me, and I couldn't say no. And then there's all the people who have their comments. They got to get on you. Oh, a real Ranger fan wouldn't do that. Oh, whatever. Whatever. Real Ranger fan wouldn't be in Madison Square Garden watching Billy Joel during the playoffs. No, I'm just messing. I get it.
I do have to get on you. You said Chris is like real quick to make a comment about somebody. You could have said he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. It was right there.
That is true. I went with, but he said the scenes from Italian restaurants, so I went to Brenda and Eddie and the Panarin. But yes, I could have. Quick with a joke. A lot of your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. How about Mike in Long Valley? What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. I'm ecstatic about this this weekend we're having for New York sports.
Oh, crazy.
First of all, I do think you should be in the afternoons instead of Salicata.
Just promote me. We don't have to put down Sal. Sal's the best. But I appreciate your high thoughts of me.
I do like him, but the negativity has got to go. It's got to go. The way that we're standing right here on New York sports, you can't put it down. You cannot put it down right now. It is unbelievable. It is absolutely the best time I've had in my 33 years of existence.
It's as good a time surrounding these two teams in forever. It's been 30 years. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it, Mike.
We can say these two teams, but even the Yankees. I mean, it's exciting watching the Yankees be this good at times that they can be.
They had a great homestand. The offense is kind of awoken. They beat up the terrible, lousy last place Houston Astros. Oh, you know what? I should have asked Chris that, too, because I saw him on SNY, and he had a relatively similar opinion of the miserable Astros and how it's disappointing that they're bad. I know that sounds weird. I'm not happy that the Astros are terrible and in last place. I'm not happy about it. I want to beat them. I want them to suffer in my hand. It's not so much about... Like, I know I said it a little bit, and I do mean it a little bit. I'd like to beat them on a way to a World Series, but it's not so much about that. It's not so much about needing to beat them to consider the World Series good. If they win a World Series, I don't care who they beat. I'll be thrilled it's a World Series championship. It won't tarnish that at all. I just want... They've beat us four times. We owe them one. They got one coming. And instead, they're just going to call it quits and go be a terrible team and not be... Like, I don't want that. They're like the guy who, you know, they're the guy who wins the fantasy league and then just, you know, says, nah, I can't do it anymore. And he leaves the next year and he takes everybody's money and he goes. That's like, I understand it's been over the course of like 8 years, but still, that's what it feels like. I feel jilted. I feel like I still need an opportunity to beat their ass. They got one coming. They cheated us in 17. They got one coming. And I'm not happy that they're going to slink off into the corner and go be miserable. I'm not happy about that. I want to beat them. It's not that I need that to justify a World Series championship. I just want to kick their ass. And I don't want to do it in April and May. That doesn't do it for me. They beat them four times, once cheating. And I heard Gio this morning killing me for the opinion. And he said maybe that's a spoiled Yankee fan. Met fans might not get it. The Astros have beaten the Yankees the same number of times the Mets have been in the playoffs, period, over the last 20 years. It's four times. They got one coming. And I want to give it to them when it counts. I want them to watch the Yankees bum rush the mound and celebrate. I want their manager to have to stand and give the losing press conference in the hallway. I want to watch the Yankees celebrate and douse champagne all over each other while they suffer and have to go home. That's what I want. I don't think it's that crazy a take. I'm not saying the Yankees, otherwise the World Series would be meaningless. I never said that. If they don't beat the Astros, it'll be like they never won the World Series. No, if they win the World Series, I'll be thrilled. I'd like to beat the Astros along the way, mainly because I want to beat them because I hate them. And they beat us four times. I want revenge. Does nobody understand revenge anymore? It's a dish best served cold. We all know what revenge is. I want it. I want to make them suffer as they have made me suffer. Has anybody ever read The Count of Monte Cristo? I'm not going to just take Mercedes and go home. No. I got to make them pay. I got to make them pay. I want revenge. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I just don't understand how many people don't understand this take.